It's a Sunday morning, just, I don't know, 10:45. I'm walking through our little apple orchard at the moment, lots of little apples lying on the ground. And yeah, why they're falling off now, I don't know. Maybe because of the heat. So we have 29 degrees at the moment, it's going to go up to 32. And there is a cyclist whizzing by. Here in Chidarchini, by the way, there are some hills, and it's surprising at various times of the year that competition cyclists like to cycle around this area as part of their training. So that bike that just went past, very sleek, looked hellish expensive. The guy had all the clothing on and the helmet and the rest of it. So this is the first episode of Postcards from Bosnia. The podcast used to be called A Baby Boomer in Bosnia. And why the change? Well, over time, I've been taking a lot of advice, especially from my wife, from Tam, who loves me to bits, and I love her too. And she said, you should not focus on the fact that you're the age that you are. Because it's only going to attract older people, because, you know, when you go online, people of the baby boomer generation will, you know, use that as a search criteria. I'm going to try and just sit down here at the moment on the bank. Down we go. Yeah, I can sit here and that'll be a little bit nicer. Yeah, so people look for baby boomer because they're of that generation, and I am too, okay? And she said, but other people who aren't baby boomers might like to find out more about everyday life in Bosnia-Herzegovina, especially somebody that's been here over 20 years and wasn't born here. And I was thinking, yeah, no. And so on my Baby Boomer in Bosnia podcast Substack, I asked a couple of questions in a poll of my followers, my subscribers. And the answers that I got was, yeah, baby boomer's not the way to go. It can restrict things. And then my good friend, internet friend, Christian, who is otherwise known at as Documentally, also said the same thing. He said, you know, your growth will not be what you want it to be. And I do want my podcast to grow. And he said, but, you know, why, you know, age is just a number. And he said something that really, you know, made me smile. He said, you write for somebody that's younger than you are. So anyway, the decision was taken by me to change it. So I do have a YouTube channel. I've now called that Postcards from Bosnia. And that is, if you're interested in seeing videos, I put up 3-minute YouTube shorts as often as I can. Not a great following there, but it might be something that you're interested in. But yeah, the podcast. So the name has changed. And I wanted to do it now because I took a break from podcasting and from publishing things on YouTube whilst Tam and I went for a wonderful 7-day break to visit my sister and my brother-in-law in Haarlem, in the Netherlands. An amazing trip away. We left by bus from Banja Luka. We went to Zagreb, stayed overnight in Zagreb to get the early flight from Zagreb airport to Schiphol in Amsterdam, where my brother-in-law picked us up, and then we took the bus. They said, oh, we'll take a taxi, but we like traveling by bus because you can see more. And it was a great introduction to the Netherlands for Tamara, who'd never been there before. I have. And then we ended up in Haarlem, which I have to say, when you have Haarlem, why would you want to have Amsterdam? Now, if you are from the Netherlands, that wasn't meant to be an insult or a derogatory comment or anything negative. It's just that I found this city of Haarlem with, I think, about the same population as Banja Luka, our nearest city. I just found it fascinating. From walking the streets with the old architecture to houses hundreds of years old that, you know, swing to one side or the other because they're built on stilts and the oxygen got underneath over those hundreds of years, and now they're all propped up. They just look absolutely beautiful. The canals, the River Spana. It was just like everything you could want. The friendliness of the people in Harlem, amazing. We ate out quite a lot. That was equally amazing. And I was introduced to Oude Geneve, which is old Geneve. Geneve, by the way, is the grandfather of the English gin. So everybody told me, and I checked it out online, and that seems to be true. We did go into Amsterdam. We did a canal trip there. That's all we saw. We just wanted to go in and see that. Tamara wanted to go down the canals. We got a trip on a train. But no, Harlem, as I say, the people so friendly. And I know this isn't correct, but you only had to say that you didn't understand anything, and it seemed like 99.99% of the people spoke English, and brilliant English as well. They have a cathedral that is amazing. I think we spent an hour in there, and also took a trip out to Zandvoort, to the North Sea. And I had said to Tamara, don't get upset if I get upset and get emotional, because the North Sea is my sea. I'm British, and I have fond memories of being on the North Sea coast. And I thought I would get those memories, would, you know, bring back some emotions. But looking over at the horizon and knowing that 280 miles further on is Wells next to sea, the East Anglian coast, the places where pirate radio stations used to anchor, goodness me, back in the mid-1960s, that's a long time ago, great fan of pirate radio. It got me into media, actually. I eventually became a disc jockey. I like to say radio presenter, but yeah, I spent a good number of years spinning the hot hits on radio stations around the world. And I didn't get those emotional feels. And so it's reinforced the fact that I am an in-betweener. I'm not of Bosnia-Herzegovina. I love it to bits. But I'm not a Bosnian in any shape, size or form. I think my Britishness can't get out of me, although I try to ignore it as much as possible. And then realizing that I don't have any emotional connections to the United Kingdom anymore. And I don't get involved in the politics, and I don't watch too much news anymore. In fact, I'm trying to, and if you have any suggestions or any tips, I'd love to hear from you. I really want to get social media as far as I can off my phone and onto my desktop. Why? Because I don't live in my little office that I've got, my studio, as I call it, all day. Even if I do, I'm in there at 9 a.m. and I'm out by 3 p.m. So I'd rather have everything desktop orientated. I do have to post some things on Instagram for my family, and I'm prepared to do that. And I can discipline myself to do that on my smartphone, that one account. But anything else, I'll do it on the desktop. I'm actually thinking of dumping the Substack app, although I really do like using it because I can read all my Substacks, you know, in the evenings when I'm lying in bed. But it does mean that I've got that smartphone on. It does mean that there's that dopamine coming. So I've been checking out online, and there's a phone made in the UK. It's called the Nothing Phone, and I might get one of those, because all I use my smartphone for, to be honest with you, is creating short videos for posting online, and of course the longer form ones, and here talking to you, where I have an app plugged in, or an app on the phone, and I have this DJI Mic Mini 2 plugged in. So I'm sat with the microphone, this tiny microphone in my hands, chatting to you. And by the way, if you've got any comments about the change from a baby boomer in Bosnia to postcards from Bosnia, let me know. If there's things that you really would like to find more about on a day-to-day basis, please drop me a line. I'm sure I get it. There's an email address that you can send, because I like using email a lot more, and that is questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. Questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans, that's all one word, .com. So, yeah, back to the holiday. We had a blast. I sat down, actually, with Tamara on two or three occasions on a bench overlooking the river that goes through Harlem. And we discussed quite a bit about what it's like to be in Holland as foreigners, as visitors, what she felt about it, and our newfound passion of people watching. Yeah, that was quite something else. So, the update from this newly titled Postcards from Bosnia podcast. I don't know how often I should post these. I could do a 5-minute, 10-minute update daily, or I could do them every other day, or just a weekly podcast. It's up to you. I know a lot of you listen while you're doing your aerobics or your fitness training in the gym, out cycling. One listener actually listens on a bus in Ottawa in Canada, which I find mind-blowing. Please let me know. Either wherever you hear this podcast or on Substack, where there'll be obviously the notes to go with this audio. And you'll also notice that the podcast has moved under the wing of my main Substack publication called Coffee and Rakia. So if you get this on your email and it says Coffee and Rakia, please do check it out. I'm not trying to do anything through the back door. In other words, trying to give you on using your email address, which is very precious to me, by the way, that you gave me your email address. If you're a Substack person, check out Coffee and Rakia. I have a second podcast that has since become not a weekly broadcast or a weekly edition, but more of an as and when, which is more in depth about interesting people that I meet and places that I go to visit within not only Bosnia-Herzegovina but the wider area. So I've got a nice, well, I think, a couple of good podcasts to listen to, one about our visit to Travnik, what I thought about Skopje, the capital of North Macedonia, and recently a trip to Zenica, a much underrated city in Bosnia-Herzegovina. We had some workers here yesterday finishing off a project, and I'll talk in the future about that. So do check that out as well. Thanks to everybody that's helped me make this decision. Thank you so much for listening. As I say, can't say this enough. Do share it with your friends. Interact with comments and suggestions. That would be really good. And a personal, big, big shout out to Documentally, my friend Christian Payne, for getting my head focused in the right way. So until next time, this is me, David. I am the Englishman. Well, I am an Englishman in the Balkans. I used to be the only one, I think, for some time. But now, there's more and more of us coming here. It looks like people don't want to move from the UK to Portugal and Spain anymore. They're actually thinking of coming to Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is nice, I think. But on the other hand, there might be some negativities with that. So anyway, yeah, thanks a lot for listening. And I'll catch you on the next one. Stay safe wherever you are, and vidimo se opet, which in the local language means, I'll see you again soon.